You're listening to The Osiris Munir Show, only on LA Talk Radio.
That drive. Dun, 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 dun. Hey, my looms. My luminaries, we are almost out of Mercury retrograde. I'm a Cancer. If I tell you, it must have whipped me up one side and the other, but I learned so much about myself and I learned so much about other people. I kind of did a little bit of my hair. It gets long fast. It like a weed. It loves to grow. So shout out to all of you out there. How was your week? How's it going? Like I said, we're almost out of the retrograde. So I'm sure a lot of people are happy about that. Whether you believe in them or not, the next time one comes around, just when you hear Mercury retrograde, I want you to pay attention to anything electronic, any communication, anything that may be left unturned, anything that may be have not been addressed or something that was left not repaired or something like that. They will all fall apart and it will force you, us, to take care of what needs to be taken care of so that we can bring a cycle to completion. Okay, that's what I want to say. So welcome back to the show, everybody. Today, I want to talk to you guys a little bit about some stuff you probably will find interesting. I'm sure that all of you can relate to some degree or the other. I want to give a shout out to, when I told you, remember I told you guys, you know I'm a veteran. I have a sailor's mouth. I have worked a long time on not cursing, you know, and I don't mean that I have like this, every word I say is a curse word, but even when I say something like a F or an S or an MF, it feels low to me. Like it brings it down and I don't feel feminine and soft and pretty and loving like my Libra rising. I feel more like the Mars and Scorpio with the Pluto thing, you know, like that when you don't, you know, when you are attempting to stand up for yourself. So I've been calming down, but I had to go to court just to let you know, I was doing so well. I mean, really, I was able to just hold conversations. Even if other people cursed, I didn't curse back or anything. And then I had to go to court. And after I got out of court, it had been so much lies and so much manipulation from the person or by the person or by them, their friends or whatever they are to them, that I came out of there. I was like an MFs and the S's and the F's. So I had to start a curse jar. And it's about $20 in there right now. I charged myself $150 for the S's. They're mild. Everybody, a lot of people say those. $350 for the F's. Those are also very, very popular. Not only are they popular, they fit almost any situation. Even when we're talking about ourselves, it fits. And then my big one, the MFs, a five. Fives. I mean, about three of those rolled off my tongue. So you can imagine my jar is filling up. So I've got to stop. And my children have told me they're going to help me because they always tell me, Mom, if you have to curse, it means you don't know how to use words. That's harsh coming from your children. So I'm like, okay, well, let me be the parent and not do that. So I just want to get that out to tell you, you know, that I am not perfect, nor do I care to be. I don't want to be perfect. I love being wrong sometimes. And I love not having all the answers. That makes me human. That takes my ascension and makes it comfortable so everybody can deal with it. But on my own, when I'm around my own people in the same vibe, I am way out there. You know, and a lot of people have to play catch up and get angry because you can't keep up, get off the line. So anyway, wanted to talk to you today about a movie, about the art of manipulation and deceit, about control, about all of those things. So there is a movie called The Illusionist. It is Ed Norton with his fine self, and no disrespect to anybody you're with, you are attractive. And we're just acknowledging that there's no emotion behind it. I'm just giving you a compliment. Jessica Biel, another beautiful, beautiful person, woman. And Paul Giamatti, who is not, in my opinion, he's attractive because of his personality and because of who he is and the characters he plays in the movie. So this movie starts out, well, two kids are growing up together. They're both from completely, the whole different sides of the tract. He doesn't have any money. She's grooming, or they're grooming her to be someone important of high standard. And so when they see him hanging out with him, he's trying to be a magician. He's like, look, I want to be a magician. I want to become this great person, that can trick anyone. I can sleight of hand or whatever. But in his work, he was doing it to entertain people. Big difference in someone doing things or creating illusions because they want to manipulate or control people or a situation or the people in the situation or both. So they get pulled apart. Ah, don't leave me, please. Edward, so she's crying and he's, leave us alone. Now, why don't you leave us alone? And they have that very accent, leave us alone. Now, why won't you leave us alone? Because for some reason, when people think of royalty and they think of money, they talk like that, or they think of England or Britain, but there are a lot of million and billionaires all over the world, not just in those countries. So please get that out of your head. Everybody doesn't talk about that like that. Everyone that has money doesn't, depending on how they made their money or how money came to them, they don't shoo away people that are less than them. They don't do that. As a matter of fact, they keep a fine eye. And if they see someone really trying to make it, and they see that that someone is really going to do something and not just jibber jabber, they will step in and support. I've known people like that. And I myself have received at times in my life tremendous, financial support from, from my practice and from building a life and building fortune, but also from people that are some of my dearest friends. We've helped each other, but they just happen to have when I didn't, and vice versa. So in the movie, on the way out of town, after he's been kicked out, he's probably only 9 or 10 years, 10 years old, poor thing. And he's gotten kicked out of a whole town. So that should tell you he's a brave soul. He's not afraid to be himself and afraid to be alone in what he believes in. So he actually meets a magician on the road who teaches him the art of illusion. Like he made a tree appear out of nowhere and then had apples come off of it, and the apples you could eat. I'm like, okay, whatever they're doing is something that's very, very deep and profound. So he grows up, he masters his illusion. Meanwhile, when he was younger, he had given Jessica Biel, who plays Sophie, he plays Sir Eisenheim. He becomes Eisenheim, the illusionist, when he becomes very famous and very wealthy. So you never put people down. You don't know what people are going to do. You don't know what kind of promise they've been made in their life contract, their karmic contracts. They may not have been, they might have contracted, yeah, you're going to show wealth when you get into your 70s or your 80s even, because before then you might have been too kind-hearted. You might have been the kind of person that let your heart lead you, and you might have given your money away or given to the wrong people or whatever. So that's why, if you are being protected by whatever you believe in, your faith, whatever you believe in, those are the good things you want to see. So some people you never know. So never judge people. And then there are others that had money and had wealth and fame, and something happened and they lost it all. So we never know how they got it, because to me, if you build something, it's kind of hard to lose it if you really build it and you build it in an honest way. So he's on the road. Then they show years later. Okay, I think it's 10 years later, whatever it is. She's now Sophie. She's engaged to be married to Sir Oh Highness the Prince, who is, I think his name is Rufus Sewell. That's the actor's name. He's very arrogant. Number one, he's short. He's petite. So very already developed a complex because I'm short and I'm powerful and the world has to kowtow to me. So he was not above kind of shoving people around and kind of, you know, wailing his balls, I will say. I'm a man, I got balls, and I'm going to show it. So he invites Eisenheim to an event at the palace, or at, the palace. And so it's Edward Norton. She doesn't know that's who it is. He's changed his name to Eisenheim. And, you know, all she can remember are the few moments they had as children and how loving it was. And deaf to his part, he gave her this locket with both their photos. And she promised to never let it go. One of those kind of, I mean, it's a tissue. You got to get some tissues. But it's not as deeply emotional as the Titanic. The Titanic was all about a love story, how it happened. Again, another person with a wealthy man. The wealthy man's a dick. I mean, beats the women, tries to control, blah, 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 blah. Nothing decent you'd want to marry. So she, thank goodness, she came to her senses early on and met Jack, you know, Leonardo DiCaprio, who was just a good old honest guy that had a big heart. And that's exactly what she needed. So in The Illusionist, they take on two different things. She's Sophie Jessica Biel's engaged to be married to a prince. He has made his own life, you know, and he's a famous artist, illusionist, magician. So they set to hold this event. Everyone is like, oh my gosh, how is he doing that? So the first thing he does is he creates an orange tree from seeds, right? He seeds in the pot. He does a little woobadoodle, whatever he does, the magic. The seeds start to sprout. The orange tree grows in front of the audience and produces real oranges. He says, I assure you they are quite real. So everybody's like, what kind of trickery is this? Talk about sleight of hands. It's more. But the difference between a magician creating an illusion is that they have a paid contract to do so. And people expect to be entertained by such talent. Whereas an illusionist that is out to manipulate and control people will meet you. They'll meet you and they'll be like, they're a good read of hearts and minds, or they think they are. You know, but they are. Most people are, you know, longing, looking for something to fulfill a void. My mama didn't love me. My daddy didn't love me. Whatever. You know, they haven't been taught or haven't matured enough to know that first love first starts with self. And that means that you can't have any self-doubt. And if you do, you have to be willing to move forward and move past it or learn to live with it and not let it control you. You can't have low self-esteem, none of those, because people will read that from you. Those illusionists and manipulators, people will read that from you. So let me interject a little bit about what happened to me. I met someone very, very long ago, probably 15, 16, 17 years ago, online. You know, I was open to meeting people online. Maybe it's a broader choice. Maybe I could meet a, you know, different caliber of person versus what's here in LA. You know, don't forget that LA is something like 11 million or something like that, 13 million, whatever it is, city. But I hadn't met anyone thus far, so I met this person online. You don't need to know their name. We're not here to bash anyone. I'm here to show you patterns and how you can help yourself, save yourself some time and energy by not believing everything you see and by taking your time. Take your time. Take your time. And here I am. I've already been by myself a very long time. You know, we're talking about celibacy, the whole thing. I was just like, okay, I'm chanting, you know, to meet someone of caliber. I didn't think about if you meet someone, what lessons you were going to offer them or they were going to offer you. So I'm coming out here, the real thing, you know, I'm an artist. I'm, I at that time, I was working for different film companies. I came out of William Morris. This is no joke. I'm not just some, oh yeah, I modeled for a store. No, I didn't. I modeled for Marie St. Clair in Italy. I'm a high fashion model. I've done things that I should be proud of. But what did I do? Because I never got recognized for any of those things. I was like, oh, I'm nobody because, I don't have $1 million and my name isn't Zendaya and my name isn't this, that, and the other. So I took it as that it didn't mean anything, even though I had done more than anyone else in my generation or my family in terms of worldly accomplishments that were recognizable, you know. William Morris ain't no joke. It's the oldest talent agency in the world. And record labels, no joke. They're the oldest, most established things in the world. And I've learned from the best. I've been able to put my little ego aside and actually learn from people that knew more about what I wanted to do than I did. So I don't have any problems learning. Even now, I love to study. I love to learn. And if I find out that something that I know is incorrect and it's not the best I could do, I will discard it in a minute, including people. If I find out I'm being lied, which I told this guy when we met, he'd be lying if he said I didn't. If I ever find out you're lying or cheating on me, I don't want to hear anything from you. I don't believe anything you say. You're a liar. Why would I suddenly believe you or cheater? You know, and if you do end up, which I did a couple of times, taking back a liar cheater, separate yourself, remove them and let them work on themselves over somewhere else so they can't project and throw all of their dirty, filthy personality problems and conflicts onto you, who wouldn't even dream to think like that. I don't know anything about manipulation. I'm not a manipulator. I don't know anything about lying. I'm not a liar. I'm not a cheat. So why would I know? But I had to learn based on someone's behavior, not what they say, how they act. Pay attention. So in The Illusionist, he's at the event and the audience is like, oh my gosh, how did he do it? This woman jumps in, I see her. It's her. Because he's able to bring people back from the dead. Or at least an illusion to seeing that they're coming back from the dead. What does she say? What does she have to say? They must be in Romania or Czechoslovakia or one of those Slavic. It seemed like a Slavic country because I know people from those areas and they have that kind of energy. You know, what is it? What is he saying? It's Sir Eisenheim, you know, the magician, the illusionist. So they're all goo-goo gaga over to Eisenheim. He, you know, casually leaves the stage. The prince is like, oh. Paul Giamatti plays the investigator to find out why he's able to do these things. Why? Why is he all of a sudden being viewed as someone powerful? And even the crown prince, Sir Royal Highness, Majesty of the throne, is not that popular, although he's popular. And Sophie, his love to be. So after the first show, Eisenheim's manager comes up to him and says, you know, the girl that you brought up to do the trick with, how do you know her? Do you know her? He says, yes, we met a long time ago. He said something like many years ago, whatever. He says, well, do you know that she's engaged to Sir Royal Highness the High Princess? No, I didn't know, because when she turned around, she kind of looked like, could that be him? Is that him? Is that you, baby? You know, the lovers, the soul connect. Baby, is that you? I mean, you look different, but I feel it. Is it you? And she's turning around. He's looking like, it's me. I mean, he does it with his face. Very solemn. So his manager is talking to him. They're walking. He goes, well, I don't know how you're going to pull this one off. This is not a lose. Oh, you know, don't worry about it. So first he had to find out if she still felt the same way because people's emotions and feelings do change over time depending on the depth of the emotions and feeling, not no surface. And a lot of us respond to surface stuff, surface. He bought me lunch. I'm in love. He drives a Mercedes. I'm in love. Oh my gosh, he was nice to me. He called me baby. He kissed me on the neck when we went into the door. I'm in love. Must be the right guy. No. Not long enough. Pay attention. That's only one aspect of a person. People have many layers. And if they're a fake person, most of the layers are going to be fake. But some people will come off like me. I grew up very shy as a kid, believe it or not. I didn't talk much. And my mother, I had kind of beat me into submission. Very moon and Scorpio controlling type energy. Libra sun sign. I'm very familiar with Libras. Libra. Both my parents, both Librans. Libra rising for me. And then, this guy was an air sign. So anyway, so the next night at the, at this company, performance stage, repertoire company, whatever, he comes back. I think he's there for like a week residency or whatever, but it's some residency he's contracted. They want him back. It's compelling. And how does he do these things? So he goes, and now this time he makes this little kid appear from an illusion. I think of the thing with the orange, he had some woman's handkerchief. He had her take it out of her purse and give it to him. And it's being floated back to her by the two little butterflies. I mean, it is intriguing. Okay. So he goes to the next event. They make the little boy appear. Meanwhile, the Royal Majesty, he's going crazy. The detective Giamatti starts saying, "This must stop. In the name of Sir Royal Highness, on behalf of the King and the Sir Royal Court, I'm arresting Sir Eisenheim for delusion." And he arrests him because he gets the crowd wounded up because they're trying to figure out what's happening. Where are these people? Who killed? Blah, 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 blah. Why did they disappear? So he arrests them. The people go and protest. They let him out. So again, he's a magician that legitimately has been paid a contract to entertain people. We're in a manipulator, con artist, any of those kind of people, narcissist, any of those mental illnesses. They're mental illnesses that some person is sick enough in their mind to think that they can control people, anyone outside of themselves. And yes, you may be able to control somebody for quite some time, but I am here to assure you that at some point those people will wake up, whether they wake up or whether somebody around them says, "Have you paid attention to this boy ain't coming home at night? He gone 4 or 5 days and you only seeing him twice now versus the weekend versus what he used to do when y'all first met. Have you paid any attention that when you walk by the chair, he's pulling the phone back? Have you paid attention to the fact that mail is coming in the mail and for some reason there's a race to get to the mailbox? Why would that be happening if you're in some loving, kind relationship? Would it matter who gets to the mail first? Would it matter? Or would that person, babe, get the mail. I can't do it right now." And I asked in this situation, "What's going on with the mail? Why? I got a bill. You do that. You're rushing and hiding and holding the phone and you going in and out. And then I hear all this on the phone and folks is fussing and cussing the going ever. And then I hear all this and that, and I'm trying to figure out what's going on because I don't know any of these people or care to know people." Even saying, like Eisenheim said, "This is an illusion. This is an illusion, please. Nothing but a set of tricks." you know. But in this situation, the illusion was manipulation. The person really trying to, it's like somebody say, okay, I want my, oh, okay, I got somebody that's willing to keep a nice home, feed me, clothe me. She gives me eats. Why would my man say Harry Spears? She gives me eats. She gives me sleep. She, you know, she hooks me up sexually when she, you know, when we want to do things, you know, if I'm around or whatever, you know, that kind of thing. And then from there, there's a disconnection, as in the case of Sophie, where after she hung out with the Crown Prince for a while and she talked to Eisenheim and he said, how did you know me? And she said, well, I could tell, you know. But what have you been doing all these years? Well, as you can see, I'm about to be married to somebody with a lot of money. But he doesn't treat me very well. She never said he doesn't treat me well. She's a lady. She doesn't go try to put somebody down and call them a bunch of MFs and stuff like that. I don't think that would be someone you want to take home to meet your parents or hold in high regard, you know. But she is saying that I'm watching and I'm paying attention. And there's something not quite right where I started doing. This is not, and even my children and other of my friends said there's something wrong. This guy never wants to come around your friends. He never wants to be exposed. And when he does, it's like some kind of put down or something, like he posing as if he's better or the thugs and people he deals with are better. When we know these people are kind of low grade people. But for some reason, if someone's low grade or a manipulator or an abuser or a narcissist, whatever, that's who they're going to look to as those people are cool. Why wouldn't I want to be with them? You, who are you? Miss Empress, Miss Guardian of the Light, you know, Miss Earthly Keeper of the Galaxy down here, doing her best to remain in a human body. Because it is hard for me when I tell you this earth, and I'm speaking to you from a whole nother level, not as a human. It is probably one of the most boring planets I've ever been to. Not only is it boring, it's low grade. It's low. You look like a bunch of ants on the ground, scruffling one to outdo the other. Whereas ants are so unified as a group that they actually will support the other person trying to carry something to the nest. Tell me they don't. I paid attention. So I'm speaking to you. It's a boring planet. It's low grade. And it's being forced to upgrade whether we want it to be forced to or not. That means it's going to be a whole lot of death and dying, a whole lot of people being called on the carpet. We're tired. I know as a person of a spiritual essence and developed it my whole life, been up against many demons, many dark vessels that I could have easily got led into. But I made the choice not to, because the people I saw in those things, they didn't look happy. They were ugly. They had crud on them, barnacles and knuckles. And when you're in cycle and you see all of that. You smell it. You can see it. You can feel it before it gets to you, you know, and that kind of thing. That's how sensitive I become and how sensitive people become when they're doing inner work. And, you know, and so you no longer tolerate the kings and the prince, whether he got money or not. If he's not a good energy and it's something defiled, manipulative, wants to control, go the other way. As a matter of fact, run. You're saving yourself time. I even told this guy, don't take up my time. He's a good-looking man, you know, well-endowed. You can have whatever you want, but you can't have me and nobody else. I have me. I have me, Carmen Jones. Carmen owns Carmen. I own Osiris. Ask anybody. And if you try to own me, you're going to get a good surprise. I've been on my own since I was 16 years old. Why would I all of a sudden let anybody tell me or control me? I've made mistakes. They're mine. I own them. There's nothing I need to lie about. I'm very transparent. I stay to myself, much like people that do work. They're training. They're learning. They're developing skills. I don't have time to get on a phone and talk to somebody to tell me that someone doesn't like me. That's someone I would have done in high school. And you wonder why I don't talk to you? That's why. You're childish. I would never tell that to one of somebody I call as a friend. As a matter of fact, if someone said something to me, asked anybody about one of my friends, what do I tell them? Don't talk to me about none of my friends. You don't know them to be talking to them. And then I'm going to question and find and look at them very strange, because you could be saying the same thing about me. Why would I trust you? You wonder if you're not getting talked to. That's why your energy is low. It's too low for me. I'm going this way. I'm doing this. I'm not down here on a ground trying to do little earth lessons. Oh, my daddy hurt my feelings, so I'm going to be a whore now. I'm just going to give it to anybody because I was raped and all that. So was I. And I decided and made a choice that I would change it, that I would be different, that I would try my best to be more protective of my children, that I would do my best to be a better human being than the people that I put my trust in. That's who I am. And the courts or whatever can dig all they want to. I've been a practicing Buddhist for 45, almost 50 years. You can count them. Can ask anybody with a group of people that are moving forward. We're trying to change, not keep doing the same old stupid things our parents did or our friends do or the people that we hold so dear. I don't care who you are. You can be my mother. If you're wrong, you're wrong. I'm not standing up for you. I don't stand up for lies and people that cheat and steal. I don't do it. I would rather tell the truth now than to honestly know as a Buddhist, cause and effect, if I lied and cheated and still, what would happen to me in the next life? I know that. Nobody has to tell me how to behave because I know. I see it now. I see all the people that call themselves cheating and lying and stealing. Where are they? Nowhere but hell. Hell. They didn't get happy. You can't lie and try to manipulate and take, especially in the age of Aquarius. Where everything is being brought to the table. Everything is being brought to the table. If you're lying, cheating, stealing, nobody you know knows you. You done kept yourself hidden behind a cloak. I can see you. And other people can see you too. They just may not have the energy or the courage to say something. I'm saying something. And as a Buddhist, we're not afraid to die. Death is a part of life. You're going to die. All of us are going to die. We're going to discard a human form. So since you have, and we have the opportunity to be human, try to do your best at being human and not going through life as a fake and a phony. Out here hiring people because you know their auntie. Oh, yeah, you know, I know them because back in, you know, blah, blah, blah. I'm going to get, and then the person is so ill-matched. And then when something happens devastating and the person can't recover, you can tell yourself the blame too because you lied to them and gave them something that they didn't have the shoes or the feet to carry. All of that's coming to the carpet. So in The Illusionist, he and Sophie find a way through magic to trick the king. Now, he didn't take her from the king. The king was unworthy of who he had. He a king in status, but not a king in heart. He's a king in status. He's got his pocketbooks maybe full of money, but he's a dick, a pure and complete narcissist. Gonna slap that girl like that. You don't own her. I didn't see anybody slapping him when he was out there mingling and dingling and going where he wanted to go. Nobody slapped him and said, don't do that. Why in the world would you think you could hit or slap another person? And for you women out there and men, even though I don't know too many men that would, a woman would beat them up unless she got a gun or hit them in the head and they weren't looking or something. Usually women are much stronger. You can hold a woman by her arm. If you're a man, usually, and the, you know, come on now, really? Or are you, you know, I don't know. It's strange. hit the woman and told her where she should be, how she should be. Sophie was like me, excuse me? I will not. And I was the way she said it because I'm a lady. And I will not be in your bed. As a matter of fact, I won't be in your bed at all. As a matter of fact, I won't be with you at all. As a matter of fact, goodbye. He met the one that wasn't going to put up with all of his stuff. Like, I don't know what everybody else's self-esteem is, but mine is pretty high now. I've learned to love myself. Despite my little slender legs that I've had since I was a kid, they led me into being a high fashion model. My little narrow butt I've had since I was a kid, they led me into being a high fashion model, that I can wear decent clothes and I could do this and that. My mother was a big woman, big old butt. My dad said he married her because part of what he liked about her was her butt. I didn't get any of that. And I don't care. After I grew up and found out, oh, with your size, you can do this, you can do that. With their size, they can do this, they can do that. There's room for everybody to do whatever they want to do. Why are we competing? Don't ever compete with another woman, ever. I don't care who it is. If he decided to go and date Selma Hayek or whatever, you know, I wish them all the love in the world. And it's Selma Hayek. Look, you're Selma Hayek. I mean, I have no too much to say about if you didn't Selma Hayek. You know, Selma Hayek seems to be sturdy and steady in a career. She's married, but somebody had some sense and enough to know how to hold on to his wife. And everyone is not wife and husband material. Some people are just that. A do it too, buddy. It's not going to go any deeper than that. It's going to be shallow. It's an get what you need and go. And even that's not fulfilling. It's temporary. I'm here to tell you, it's very temporary. Unless somebody really low in the gutter, down in your first and second chakras, in your three lower worlds, as Buddhism would say, hell, hunger, and anger. Those are the three lower worlds that 99% of human beings operate in. That's why I'm a Buddhist. I don't want to be down there. Even people, so-called God-like people, same thing in some most cases. It's very difficult to pull away from the group and really live a spiritual life that you know when you're by yourself, you're not thinking dark. You're not doing dark. You're not doing things that appear one way to the crowd and then behind the scenes doing all this old mess and create negative karma. Because you don't understand cause and effect. You understand religion. You don't understand cause and effect. If you did, you wouldn't be doing that. You wouldn't understand. It's going to come back. No matter if it's this time, that time, 20 years later, it will roll around. My mother used to tell us, if you live long enough, you'll see everything. You'll understand. Live long enough. Keep living. It'll all make sense. So this is why there is a huge difference between somebody that does magic as a living, as an artist, and someone that is a manipulator, controller, liar, whore, usually all those go along with the devil. That's what he likes. That's the world he deals in. We have seen the devil. I've seen the devil, met him face to face, slept with him, you know, looked him in the eye and said, you know what? You're the devil. I'm probably going to leave you. I'm telling you now, I don't see light around you. I don't see anything that would cause me to still stay here. And like Tina Turner, my girl, as a fellow Buddhist, kept chanting and chanting. And then life presented an opportunity like, oh, here it is. Here is the opportunity that I've been waiting for. Okay, he's on the couch. He's asleep. What's love got to do with it? She ran across the, with her little swollen, beaten face. In my case, this particular person, if you make him angry, you may get hit. You know, especially if you have a mouth, if you learn to shut up, you know, and you don't say too much, you may or may not get hit. But I got tired of that, you know, threatening, you know, this is a really, you know, tall, energetic person, you know, and he's going to threaten people because he's tall and he's going to come up on you and, you know, and you're going to be made to do this. And then I got tired of all of that. And over time, I lost love for that person. It just left. I got tired of the lies, the unwillingness to give it to someone honest. If you don't want me, it'll hurt my feelings, but I'm a beautiful woman. And I can guarantee you it won't be long before somebody with some real good sense sees me and sees that's her. That's what I want. That's it. Oh my gosh. I didn't know it existed. I didn't know there was someone that could have beauty and grace and intelligence and spirit. It's unreal. And people that know me when they meet me, guarantee you, they are still with me. You don't meet no better. I'm not perfect, but gosh darn it, you can best believe I have worked on it enough and worked on myself enough that I'm a very well-balanced, well-rounded human being. I do what I need to do to take care of my mental health. When they diagnosed me, rather than try to play like it was a joke and something to be taken lightly, I took it seriously and said, what can I do to help myself? I don't want to be out there like that. I want to be able to love. I want to be able to care. I want to still be able to do all the things that a feminine, balanced energy, giving, loving, kind human being can do to help another person ease their pain, ease their burden. I'm a goddess, an empress. You get your legs rubbed, you get massaged, you get treated with come on. I do this to myself. So why wouldn't I do it to another person? But no, somebody saw that and like, oh, she must be doing, ooh, she couldn't possibly be like that. Oh, no, I'm used to whores. I'm used to low-grade women. I don't know nothing about nobody like that. I'm going to have to go on and get myself one of my hoes. You know, I will keep her. I will keep her, but I really don't know what to do with her. I've never had nobody like that. I could change, but I don't want to. I like being a whore. I like this. You must like it, because if you didn't, you would have stopped doing it. That's what everybody else does. Look, I'm tired of all this. You know, I'm tired of losing good people and going to crooked folks and stupid people that didn't have my back. After I told them and warned them, I'm very intuitive. If I were you, I would not be dealing with them. Without knowing, I knew. I knew and I protected myself. I didn't bother to try to go up against them. I don't know who I'm going up against, whatever. I just know whatever they tried to do to me, it was wrong, it was incorrect, and I have a pure heart. I'm a pure-hearted person. I don't even think like that. I wouldn't know how to manipulate and con somebody even if I did. I've never chosen to operate on the dark side. It's unfulfilling. And the people that I know that did it, they all have miserable lives. So why in the world would I follow them? Why? Why? Why would I follow a religion that agrees and goes out and starts wars and stuff like that? They don't know anything about no peace. Where? Why would I do that? Why would I want to resonate with something that says hurt, you can hate your... No, I don't... Hate is a strong word. You have to do a whole lot to me for me to say I hate. And I will tell you that I have a firm dislike. And when I dislike you and I've given you so many chances that you refuse to change and treat me with the same manner of respect that I treat you, you can just say, kiss it goodbye. We're not friends. We're not ever going to be friends again. For those of you that I've let go of, there is no return. There's no return other than your own returns that you set up for your own stupidity. your own returns from cause and effect. Because I told you guys I'm a Buddhist. This is not a religion. It is a law based on cause and effect. So if you want to sit out there and try to do negative things against people like myself, then be prepared to handle it when it comes back. This is so badass. Then deal with it when it comes back around, because it will be back round. It will be back. So in this case of the illusionist, the king became his own demise, as most arrogant people do. They're stupid. He got so arrogant because he thought he was the king that Edward Norton and Sophie, Eisenheim and Sophie, tricked him into, he shot himself. And if you've never seen the movie, this is the movie. It's an old movie. It's not anything modern. So a lot of people have seen it. It's not something like, oh, you're going to kill the story. If I kill the story, go see it anyway. Okay. It's an interesting story. I haven't told you a lot of what the story is about. But it's a very kind of love story, but actually a thing between power and not power, because he was a simple guy doing his thing. He had developed a craft that he could make money out of, get the attention of the audience, get attention. He didn't have to lie and cheat and steal to get attention. He developed and built a life that it brought him attention simply because that's who he was. That's who he was. Same thing with Sophie. She didn't have to, you know, get engaged. Like she said, I'm engaged. I'm not married. I'm not, nobody owns me. I'm engaged. I never said I was going to marry him. And based on how he was acting, they didn't get married. He ended up of his own demise, lying and trying to control people. He ended up killing himself. The last person that tried to do something to me was a very, very famous person. He was a very famous stylist. And I said the same thing to him. I'm treating with you with kindness. I don't know you. I'm going to treat you like I treat myself or other people that I would love and care about. Please don't do anything. My heart doesn't operate like that. And whatever you're projecting onto me, you keep it. I don't even think like that. It took me many years just to stand up for myself because I had a mother that put me down. And told me I was poor, black, poor, and ugly, and I was ugly, and I was poor. All that kind of programming. It's taken me almost half of my life to get out of that image. And I'm not going to dare let somebody put me in a box. I don't go in a box. I'm not a caged bird. And if you don't understand me and all my beautiful coloring and all my wings, you're the wrong person for me. Because the person for me, they'll know me when they see me. They'll know me. They'll feel it just like I'll feel them. They'll feel it. That's her. It's her. Yeah, she got blonde hair and it's curly. And she got brown eyes this lifetime. And she got brown skin even, but it's her. I can feel it. I feel it in my heart. I feel it in my soul. I know who it is. And usually it's yourself. It's the me and you. The you and me. We see it. You feel it. And at the end, they end up being together because that's what, how they were supposed to be. But I can guarantee you, neither one of them were liars and cheaters and thieves and, you know, and whoremongers and all of that. Like, who would want to go back to all of that? Good Lord, get yourself together before you present yourself to people. That's what I've learned. Get yourself together before you go out here presenting yourself as a package to give to people. What can I offer? Let's see. I'm in good health. I got some money. I'm not famous or wealthy, but I do have some say, you know, I got this. I got that. Okay. I got something I can bring to the table. What do you have? Okay. Okay. And here we go. We can grow. That's how it's supposed to work. So at the end, they find love, and I'm so happy that they did. So that's my talk for today. Don't forget, you know, I do have Sag in me, so I can be a little bit of a teacher, and I've done things like that most of my life. But don't forget, next week, we will have a guest, hopefully. They want to come on the show. I was waiting on their schedule, so I want to make sure that we have the same schedule. And don't forget about me. I am on all of the platforms. Same me, same person. There's very few people that can fake white hair. This is my hair because I'm old enough to have a head full of white hair. And I started whiting hair and graying when I was in my 20s. People in our family gray and they have white hair early. So don't forget on IG, Osiris underscore Munir underscore the painter. And then all the other Ankh Entertainment Productions, ANKH, just like the Egyptian Ankh. I know who I am. I've read about Osiris. But those of you, go and read up the name Osiris and why I'm called Osiris. Go and read that name, okay? And you'll hear my history. Interesting. And I love you. I love you so much to the bottom of my heart. I'm not just saying this because people say that, oh, you're amazing. I love you. And they sound like, oh, it's just a thing. I actually like you and love you because I love you because you're like me. And if you're watching my show and you understand what I'm talking about, you're part of me. You're part of the collective that's like me, that's down here to serve and to do some work. You know, if I had to leave, I would have left a long time ago. There were many opportunities for me to go. But, you know, I'm here to help elevate the planet. I'm doing my best, but I'm telling you, ugh, geez, you guys, come on, really. We can do better than this. And so I want you to love yourselves as much. Don't forget, shout out to Sam Hassan, LA Talk Radio. Thank you. I admire you and love you from the bottom of my heart. You know I mean that. All right. And to all of you, we will be back next week. And don't forget to smile. It works wonders. Also, don't forget to, oh God, I have to remember to pump myself. Like, but share. like, that's like, share, that's subscribe, and like. So like, share, and subscribe, you guys. You know what I mean when I put these up here. They were out of order. It's my bad. But like, share, and subscribe. And don't forget, I'm out here in the field. I'm on the ground just like you are, battling the forces. I won't leave you alone. I am right with you. Okay? All right, I love you. Bye-bye. Mwah. See you next week.
You're listening to The Osiris Munir Show, only on LA Talk Radio.